Today is Tuesday, February 20th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. The headlines are really all over the place today, and also pretty historic. On Friday, Russia's most significant opposition leader to Vladimir Putin, Alexei Navalny, was reported dead while serving his 19-year prison sentence in a Siberian penal colony for his dissent. Navalny was seen on a walk and appearing healthy on video just 3 days before his death, which immediately led to the fairly obvious accusation that he had been murdered at the behest of Vladimir Putin, who had already attempted to assassinate him. Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, posted a video message on her late husband's YouTube channel, where she stated that Putin, quote, killed the father of her children and suggested that she might personally take up his fight for regime change in Russia and continue to dissent in favor of fair elections and free speech. She also accused the Kremlin of holding Navalny's body hostage, and on Monday, the Kremlin said that there are, quote, no results of their investigation into his death yet. Surprise, Sherlock. The second major headline from Friday was the ruling in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York, for which he was penalized $355 million, plus millions more in interest, while he and his two sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, have been banned from operating as executives of any company in New York State, including their own, for 3 years. The decision is due to widespread fraudulent claims within the Trump Organization's financial statements, in which they alternately inflated and deflated the values of their assets to secure favorable loans, insurance, and tax benefits. Donald is, of course, appealing this ruling, which puts his legal penalties, not including his attorney's bills, at around $440 million, a number that will go up by the thousands every day and week thanks to compound interest. I actually tried to figure out how much that will be every day, but unfortunately, $440 million doesn't fit into the interest calculators that come up on the first page of Google results. Next, we pivot to a MAGA ingenue. The House Ethics Committee probe into Florida Representative Matt Gaetz has reportedly obtained photo and text evidence from a witness who said that Gaetz partook in sex parties that she was paid to attend just a few months after he was elected to Congress in 2017. The witness, whose name has been withheld, provided text messages that she exchanged with Gaetz personally, as well as a photo of them together from May 2017, in which he is wearing a shirt which has a quote from the medical research advocate Mary Lasker, "If you think research is expensive, try disease." I'm not even completely sure why I'm choosing to include this detail, other than when it comes to Matt Gaetz, things always just get so weird. This witness has apparently also told federal prosecutors that she was paid to attend multiple sex parties where she and other girls were provided drugs and alcohol by various people in Gaetz's circle, including his friend and business associate Joel Greenberg, who himself pled guilty to 6 federal crimes in 2021, one of which just happened to be sex trafficking of a minor. It really makes you think about how Madison Cawthorn once said that his colleagues invited him to cocaine-fueled orgies, doesn't it? On a separate, deeply problematic note, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled on Friday that frozen embryos should be considered extrauterine children in a case where a couple sued a fertility clinic after their embryos were accidentally destroyed. This ruling now allows the couple to sue the fertility clinic for wrongful death and creates massive exposure to wrongful death liability for all fertility clinics in the state, which has a total abortion ban. There is some serious competition for the most terrible story in today's show, but this one is going to be hard to beat. In better state news, yesterday Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers approved new legislative maps that will likely shift the balance of power in the state legislature, which has been dominated by Republicans for over a decade. This is the result of a December ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, saying that the state's maps were unconstitutionally gerrymandered and needed to be redrawn. According to an analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the new maps will create a roughly even split of Democratic and Republican-leaning districts in the state assembly. However, most Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers were actually opposed to Governor Evers' map and wanted to have them redrawn by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and its brand new 4-3 liberal majority. You see, the state Supreme Court's giveth and the state Supreme Court's taketh. An analysis by Mashable in coordination with a leading cybersecurity firm determined that over 75% of the traffic from Twitter to its advertisers during Super Bowl weekend was fake and came from bots or fake users. For context, experts say that they have never seen a metric anywhere close to 75%. Over the same weekend, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook each sent no more than 3% of fake traffic to their advertisers. I think now would be a good time for me to ask if the FDA is aware that the CEO of Twitter is offering brain implants to human beings for money. You know what else is apparently fake? Recycling. According to a new report from the advocacy group, the Center for Climate Integrity, plastic producers have known for over 30 years that recycling is neither economically nor technologically effective, but they have obscured the truth about its uselessness in breaking down single-use plastics and solving waste problems. The report does not allege that plastics and petrochemical manufacturers broke specific laws, but that they engaged in fraud and potentially violated racketeering, public nuisance, and consumer fraud protections. This also wouldn't be the first time this has been raised. Last year, New York State filed a lawsuit against PepsiCo, alleging that its single-use plastics violate public nuisance laws and that they misled consumers about the effectiveness of recycling. This is like finding out that cigarettes are killing you, but for do-gooders. And for our final story, Greece has legalized same-sex marriage and child adoption, making them the first Christian Orthodox majority country to do so. Well, this certainly broadens the wedding economy there. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. If you enjoy our show, please leave us a rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And a special note to all of our former Betches Up podcast listeners. The show is back with a new name and a new host. Check out American Fever Dream, hosted by our fave Amanda Duberman and V Spear of Under the Desk News. New episodes are out every Tuesday. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.